I want you to turn in your Bible with me to Exodus chapter 14. And I'm going to lift for our consideration this morning a starting place, one verse. Exodus 14, verse 15. And the Lord said to Moses, "Why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward." That's what I want to talk about this morning. Go forward. One of the things that's looming large in most of us, in most of our minds, is the tension that we see and feel at the nation's capital. The challenge for me as pastor of people, one who claims to speak for God, is to make sure that what I say to you has balance. I want to make sure that you are alert and aware of what's happening. And at the same time, I don't want you to be highly alarmed or frightened. And so I try to look for principles from the Word of God that address this situation, these conditions, these times through which none of us have ever gone. I look for principles in the Word of God. And as I'm reading through the book of Exodus again, this verse caught my attention. And I want to say something around this verse to you this morning. And I won't take a long time, but I want you to listen. This is what it says. The Lord said to Moses, "Why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward." Those of you who are familiar with your Bible, you would recognize these words found in Exodus 14 as God spoke to Moses at the Red Sea. The people of Israel had been liberated from bondage by the strong hand of God. They left Egypt, where they had served 400 years in slavery. On their way to the land of promise, they were led through the wilderness toward Canaan by God. The Bible says that as they went, the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead the way, and by night a pillar of fire to give them light, so as to go by day and by night. He did not take away the pillar of cloud by day or the pillar of fire by night from before his people. After Pharaoh began to realize the negative economic impact on the nation's economy, he and his advisors had a change of heart. No longer could the nation profit from the slave labor force. And Pharaoh raises the question among his peers that's found in the text. What have we done? Why have we done this and let Israel go from serving us? The Bible says, so he made ready chariots and took his people with him. Also, he took 600 choice chariots and all the chariots of Egypt with captains over every one of them. And the Lord hardened Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued the children of Israel. And the children of Israel went out with boldness, so the Egyptians pursued them with the horses and chariots of Pharaoh, his horsemen and his army, and overtook them camping by the sea. The Lord's people, on their way to the land of promise, being led by the Lord through the wilderness, making progress on their way, are now being pursued by those who oppressed them in slavery for 400 years. Being threatened by such overwhelming force, proven historically to be violent and hate-filled brought great concern to Moses and Israel. What were they to do? Moses, the leader and spokesman for the Lord, cried out to the Lord for guidance, to which the Lord replied, "Tell the children of Israel to go forward." And then the angel of the Lord, who went before the camp of Israel, moved and went behind them, and the pillar of cloud went from before them and stood behind them. So it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. It was a cloud of darkness to one, and it gave light by night to the other, so that the one did not come near the other all that night. The message that the Lord has laid on my heart to share with you this morning is taken out of the scenario that we've just read, because I see similarities between Israel's predicament in the text and what we are facing at this moment in our history. This morning, there is an army standing at the nation's capital. It seems that they are a kind of cloud that separates people on our continuing struggle for freedom, liberty, and equality, even after 150 years since the ratification of the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments to the Constitution. There is an army of men and women at the nation's capital that is a kind of cloud that stands between us and the past, that stands between those of us who aspire to achieve the high ideas of the democratic experiment, and in front of those who are enemies of the very democratic principles their founding fathers died for, but who are now attacking democracy and waving pro-slavery flags of the Confederacy. The soldiers are a kind of cloud that stand between those of us who are the beneficiaries of the Constitution, which declares us free from slavery and involuntary servitude and gave us status as citizens and the right to vote, and those who are determined to dehumanize, demonize, oppress, and prosper from slave labor. Like Pharaoh's army, they come with weapons of war and intent on destruction. But like in the text, the cloud stood between Pharaoh's forces and the people for whom God had broken the shackles of slavery. Let us pray for that cloud. The Bible says on the one side of the cloud, it's dark. Darkness of bigotry and hatred. The darkness of angry people. It's dark on one side. The darkness of ignorance and malice and a sense of white privilege. It's dark on one side. On the one side, it's dark, but on the other side, it's light. The light of hope that shows us the way to a brighter future. And so the command from the Lord to Moses is to tell the children of Israel to go forward, to don't give up. This is the word of God to you and I today. It's a word for us to go forward. Three things. First of all, face forward. The text demonstrates that God has got your back. So there's no need to look back and be afraid. Amen. Be aware of, but not too concerned by, what is behind you, because God has got your back. Face forward. Don't be distracted by what's behind you on the other side of the cloud to the extent that it impedes your progress and grips you in fear. Amen. Don't fear what's pursuing you, because God will take care of that. You face forward. Amen. Amen. Face forward. Learn from the past. Don't be distracted by what's behind you, because it will impede your progress. You need to learn from the past. Remember what you came through. Remember your history, because your history is critical. It is who you are now. Learn from the past so you don't make the same mistakes that you made in the past. Learn from the past and treasure your past and pass that history on to your children and grandchildren, but don't fixate on your past. Don't be afraid of what's behind you. We can be like Paul, who declared, "This one thing I do, forgetting those things that are behind, I press toward the prize of the high calling in Jesus Christ." Face forward. Amen. Face forward. Some people are out there trying to discourage you because they are afraid of your future. You face forward. God's got our back. He's had our back since day one. He's the one who broke the shackles of slavery in the first place. He is the one who liberated our ancestors who were brought over as slaves to this country. God has got your back. The reason we are still here this morning is because God has got your back. So face forward. And then the command of the Lord is go forward. Maintain movement toward freedom, toward justice, toward equality. We people of African descent in this country have been moving forward for 156 years. We've come a long way, but we have not yet arrived. We are still moving toward the day when all men will be judged by the content of their character and not by the color of their skin. Go forward. We have to press our way through systemic racism in order to defeat it. We have to press our way through economic inequalities, through housing, health, wealth, and educational inequalities. We have to go forward as we press our way through the digital divide to eliminate it. We've got to press our way by the power of God and in the name of Jesus through the prison industrial complex and dismantle it, in order to press our way through the school-to-prison pipeline to crush it. We've got to move forward in the name of Jesus. We've got to move forward, and moving forward is always a challenge. But you and I, my brothers and sisters, we've got to face forward and continue to move forward with the power of God in order to challenge and overcome all racial disparities of all kinds in this country. We've got to move forward. The word from the Lord this morning is move forward. God has given us grace that's sufficient, a spirit of love and power and of a sound mind. God has given us, he has endowed you with the strength that it takes to endure, the intelligence that's needed to challenge and transform your condition. You have been endued with the righteousness in Christ. You have purpose and you have promise. You have creativity and charisma. You have gifts and talents and resolve and responsibility. Move forward in the name of God. Move forward into your purpose for which God has created you. You are more than conquerors through Christ who strengthens you. You can do all things through Jesus who strengthens you. In the name of Jesus, push forward. My brothers and sisters, our foreparents who were the freedom fighters had a song declaring their determination to push forward. You remember their song? They sang, "Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around, turn me around, turn me around. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around. I'm gonna keep on walking, keep on talking, marching up to freedom land." Y'all remember that? They were determined to push forward. They were determined to move on in the face of vicious police dogs, in the face of racist police, attacked with high power pressured fire hoses. They got knocked down, hospitalized, brutalized, murdered, jailed, terrorized. But in spite of it all, they kept moving forward. The word from the Lord this morning is face forward and move forward. Move forward. Moving forward is always challenging, but it's always necessary. We don't know what the future holds. We don't know what tomorrow will bring, but we know the one who holds the future in his hand, and the one who holds the future speaks to our spirits this morning, saying, don't look back, don't be afraid, move forward. Be good stewards of all that God has placed in your trust. You got to be good stewards. Good stewards with your time and with your talent, with your treasure, with your family, and with your church and your community. Move forward representing the one who has brought you out of darkness into the marvelous light. Go forward and make known that he is the one and only true and living God, that all worship and reverence belong to him, that he has redeemed us by his son, Jesus, who gave his life on the cross that we might have life and that more abundantly. My brothers and sisters, the word from the Lord this morning is face forward and move forward in the name of Jesus. Face forward. Don't fear Pharaoh's army. Amen. Face forward. Don't fear militia groups. Face forward. Move forward into God's plan and purpose for your life. Face forward, move forward, and then move forward in faith, knowing that God is still able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or imagine, to the power, according to the power that works in us. In faith, rear your children. In faith, build your businesses. In faith, pursue your career goals and aspirations. In faith, connect to your church and community. The song says, we've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his word, standing on his promises, sustained by his power and covered by his grace. Israel was to move forward, but the Red Sea was in front of them. They saw no way out, and that's why faith is required. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Go forward in faith, and God will make a way. Go forward in faith, and God will make a way. Lord, strengthen my heart. Lord, give me courage to move forward. I want you to know, my brothers and sisters, we move forward. Let me stick a pin in it right here. I want to say something about faith, but I failed to say this. You are responsible for the safety of your household. You are responsible. As a Christian, you are not obligated to let just anybody walk into your house and do what they want to do. As a man or a woman of God, made in the image of God, you are a creation of God. Your life has value, and you ought to defend yourself with all that is in you. Don't go out there looking for trouble, but if trouble comes to your house, it ought to meet its match in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. God is not requiring of us to submit to our captors. He requires us to follow the law. He requires us to honor life. Every person is created in the imago Dei. Every person is created in the image of life. We ought to love ourselves and our neighbors. We ought to let love precede our action. But love also protects your family. Amen. Love protects your family. Amen. But we got to move forward in faith because the Red Sea is in front of us. But if you read your Bible, the Bible says that God told Moses, you go up on that rock and you hold up your staff in faith.
And when Moses held up the staff, an east wind began to blow. And that east wind blew across the Red Sea. And the Bible says that that east wind dried up a way so that Israel can walk through the sea on dry land. And when Pharaoh's army tried to pursue the sea, it was God's doing that undid those who were pursuing the people of God. God will fight your battles. Have I got a witness this morning? He will fight your battles. My brothers and sisters, we've got to move forward by faith. Faith. One of my favorite illustrations of faith, you heard it a few times, Union, is about this national seminar on faith, in which a crowd of all kinds of people gathered to hear speakers talk about faith and give their testimonies of faith. There were academics there who were giving high-sounding exegetical insight on Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. There were clergymen, pastors there teaching practical pastoral applications of faith. But then there was a mother there from the mother's board of the local Baptist church who wanted to make her contribution. She was asked by the moderator, "What is faith?" After the question, she pointed to a wall and said, "Faith is if God says gets up and goes through that door, I gets up and goes through that door." Folk looked at the wall and there was no door in the wall, and many were confused by her response. And the moderator asked her a second time, "What is faith?" And she said, "Faith is if God says gets up and goes through that door, I gets up and goes through that door." Again, pointing at the wall where there was no door, to which the moderator responded, "There is no door in that wall." And the woman said, "That's what I'm trying to tell you. If God says get up and goes through that door, by the time I get to the wall, God will have prepared a door." My brothers and sisters, we've got to face forward and go forward in the name of Jesus. Move forward in faith. Walk in the light, and the Lord will make a way somehow. Harder yet may be the fight. Often might often yield to right. Wickedness a while may reign. Satan calls might seem to gain. But there is a God who rules above with hand of power and heart of love. And if I'm right, he will fight my battle. I shall be free someday. I do not know how long 'twill be or what the future holds for me. But this I know, if Jesus leads me, I shall get home. I shall get home. I shall be free someday.